Hey everyone, before we get into today's episode, I wanted to let you know it is a live podcast. There is a lot of background noise, but you know, the laughs are always still there. We're going to definitely incorporate a lot of live shows into our series, and we're going to continue to entertain. If there's anything you guys want us to specifically touch on or shows you may want us to attend, please, please, please reach out to our Instagram or any social media page at Sorry If I Offend You Podcast. Without further ado, check out the episode. Yo, 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 you know what time it is. Sorry If I Offend You, the motherfucking podcast. And today is another day that I didn't know what the fuck was going on in my city. But listen, we figured it out and we finding some cool shit going on. I spilled it on myself. This is why you can't drink and talk, guys. This is why you can't drink and talk.
Hey, yo.
So what's up? Introduce yourself to the people. What up? Let us know what you got going on here.
What up? What up? It's your boy, Twaz. I'm a local artist in Orlando. This is my night here at Elixir. We're out here selling artwork, out here doing live pieces. We out here every Tuesday.
We out here every Tuesday. Nah, what are you doing every Tuesday?
I'm out here doing live art, selling artwork to the people, you feel me?
Yes, live artwork. So live artwork is you're freestyling it though, right?
Yeah, freehand, straight off the top.
How'd you get into art? Or even this event, I should say.
This event, well, I moved down here back in like 2017, and I met a few people here at Elixir. That's when they first started the art night. So from there, we started to build and started to build. And then after a while, they asked me to be the venue director to get other artists out here type shit, you know what I mean? So.
You made this shit poppin'.
Yeah, low key.
Right?
Low key.
I see when I walked in here, you're like, it's gonna be mad people in here in a little bit. So we gotta speed this shit the fuck up.
Nah, chill.
Nah, he ain't gonna hard
just
like that.
Just looking out for the equipment, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, like, for sure, for sure. We look at this in and out, you feel me? We definitely gonna get you doing some of your artwork. I think it's really dope that you're bringing out like freestyle art, essentially. I went to a Puff and Paint recently.
Oh, where?
You know what a Puff and Paint? I'm not gonna lie, the GPS took me there. So it's somewhere in Orlando, I just don't know where.
But, I know, my nigga JJ the artist, he also puts a Puff and Paint. And
that
Pink,
might be
the coffee shop.
It wasn't a coffee shop, it was like a paint shop. D took me there.
Oh, okay.
Where's the paint shop? That we did the Puff and Paint.
Oh, Art Collective. Collective.
Okay,
shout out to them.
Art Bar Collective. Shout out to y'all. You know, if you're trying to have me do a live pod there, we can do that. We can do that. But it was dope. He threw an event there and it was Puff and Paint. I had never got high and tried to paint. Honestly,
I do that shit every day.
I could be sober and try to paint and the shit comes out horrible. I'm not gonna lie, I think the weed did it for me. I think I became a little Picasso. It had a little something. You know how they say, like, art is in the eye of the beholder. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, I feel that.
It was giving that. We walked in that bitch and I'm smoking. I'm like, okay, this is cool. They put up a painting like this. Yeah. How am I gonna do this? How the fuck am I gonna do that? So I just sat
there. This piece right here took a few months for me to make for real. Like.
Okay, so it probably wasn't this extravagant, but you know, it was quick. It was a girl, she was smoking a blunt. I was like, okay, good idea, bad execution. My girl came kind of cockeyed. She was supposed to have curly hair, I put a braid on her. Yeah. Like, it was a lot.
You just started freestyling, basically.
You feel me? Like, I was just like, you know, whatever comes to life, comes to life.
But
where art, that's something that you learned along the way, or is it something you've always wanted to do?
Nah, this is something I learned, like, along the way. It was more, like, after high school type of,
really?
You know, I was just smoking weed and, like, drawing my little sketchbook. And it was my sister. She was like, you know, you can put that shit on a canvas.
Right.
And I was like, all right, bet. I just started from there, and shit came a long way, you feel me? I've been doing this shit for almost 8 years now.
It's almost 8 years,
yeah,
guys.
It's been a minute.
Damn. 8 years is a long time.
Yeah, I'm an old head.
How old are
you? How old you think I am?
I say 31.
Damn, I'm 30. I just turned 30.
I gave you 1 year. I'm an old head. Old head is not 30.
It feel like it.
Does it? You've
been just outside all day, so you're like 15, 16 years old, yeah.
What's something you would tell your younger self?
Work a little bit harder.
When?
Like around when I was like 24, 23. Like, don't stress over the bullshit, because anything around you unnecessary.
Honestly, I would tell myself the same thing at that age. And that's why I asked you when, because I was thinking that literally last week, basically, I'm starting a new, I have this career path, I have other things in my career. But I have conversation with myself a lot. I like to be alone, I like to think alone. So I was having a conversation with myself. I'm not crazy, y'all. I'm smart.
I'm a little up there. I be doing the same shit. My shit
look,
be full
all
blown.
Brainiacs talk
my
to
shit
themselves.
Be full blown conversation.
Right. So I was like, if I had started doing things earlier, I might be somewhere different. But you know what? God puts things in your life at a certain time, and God also opens your eyes at a certain time.
Yeah, true.
So you might have not been where, you might have not kept doing this shit if you started at 23.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I feel like with me, I wasn't ready for it. Like, if I would have got successful too early, I wouldn't have been ready for it. I wouldn't know how I control the money. I wouldn't know how I control family members. I wouldn't know how I control none of that shit. I would have been broke by now. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, I feel like it's a lot of niggas who made it early, and now they fucked up. Like,
they got it too fast.
They know how to manage it. They had the wrong niggas around them. And sometimes you got to be broke and fucked up for a little bit for that shit to clear out. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people that was going to be around to start walking away.
Right.
You feel me? So, A's here for a reason. That's how I feel. It's a blessing.
No, for sure. And I think that, everything happens at a certain year, too. Because your life is supposed to be what it's supposed to be. It's already written for you.
Yeah, just once you get up there, your age, you start judging yourself. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like once you hit 28, you get yourself that report card. Like, how you been at life. You know what I'm saying?
I'm 28. I'm about to be 30. I got to figure this shit feel me? But I definitely want to get into you starting this drone canvas.
It's going to be hard. Yeah, I'm ready. It's going to be some fire.
All right, let's go. So we got Twaz in the building. He is now working on his artwork. So we're getting a little behind-the-scenes action. You feel me? Twaz, can you hear me back there?
I can hear you.
I'm struggling,
but I got you. I can hear you.
Wait, you can hear me?
I can hear you.
I can yell if you want me to.
Nah, you don't need to yell. Okay.
Just in case. Let me know. Nah, but Twaz, remember I said I was going to ask you a crazy question?
Yeah, what's the question?
The question is, for $50,000 and dinner with your favorite artist you can even think of, dead or alive, or save your mother from a burning ship.
Save my mother,
man. Why would you do that? You're never going to get the opportunity.
I don't get it.
Your mom already lived her life.
Nah, that's funny as fuck. I couldn't live with myself. A burning ship? So is she gonna burn up or she gonna drown?
She might. If she can swim, can she swim?
She can swim.
She gonna make it out that bitch. She knows how to swim.
Hey,
Jesus, I don't know who made this drink, but this shit keeps spilling on me, and at this point, it doesn't feel like my fault.
$50,000
Okay, what's the right number for you then?
How you gonna put the right number on my mother?
Okay, $100,000. $500,000. A million.
You gotta be like 100 M.
100 million?
I'm gonna be cool with that if I told her, like, yeah.
What's she gonna do at that? She gonna be tired as hell when she sees you.
She gonna have fucking $50 million though, you feel me?
Oh, you're gonna give her half?
He said,
fuck it, I'ma give her half. You gotta lean a little bit.
I'm sorry, man. I hope you don't ever see this.
Nah, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like your mom would be proud of you. At least you got y'all 100 M's. Even if she doesn't survive that, you're a legacy. And they're going to remember you for that one. So just in case.
See,
now we know what type of person.
What about you? Would you do the same?
I mean, I'm not an artist, so I would say
my mother.
What
about being an artist?
Because I said, 100 million. And dinner with your favorite artist, right? That's what you agreed to? I'm not doing that.
You don't got a favorite artist?
I don't got a favorite, like... Oh, damn. Honestly, no, I don't got a favorite artist. Isn't that wild? I don't got a favorite music artist.
I'm not even worried about the artist. I'm more worried about the money.
About the money? So you give it up for money, don't you? What would you do for $100 million, Twaz? A lot, it sounds like. It sounds like you would do a lot. You said, I'm not worried about it for the dinner. I'm worried about it for the money. Isn't it?
Yeah. I would,
sometimes
I would argue
we
my mother
expose
like
people
that.
On this podcast.
Nah, you know.
Sometimes. I wouldn't do it, but he would.
Yeah. I would have did that shit.
Okay. I like that. Whenever I ask somebody a question like that, I like to let them ask me a question. So, you want to ask me something? I'm giving you the floor.
Damn. That's crazy. I don't got nothing right now. Can I get that question later? Let me come
you
back
can,
to
yeah,
it.
You can, yeah. I'll let you IOU the question.
I'll double back.
But I only give you 5 more minutes.
Nah,
then your time expires. The shit done with after that.
No, that's funny.
No, for sure. You said you started when you were younger. What type of art is it? Because it looks to me like, it's like abstract.
It's
abstract
surrealism.
Okay.
That makes sense. You know
what does that mean? For people who don't know art.
I mean, abstract is just colors everywhere. It's just paint everywhere.
Abstract is what I do,
and surrealism
right?
is more like... It's more like... You know the artist Dolly?
Yes, I have. I've been to his museum in St. Pete.
That's surrealism. You know
okay.
I mean? That's that stuff. So it's like a mix it up.
Surrealism is like it could be real, but it's not. It's
yeah,
like
it's
the alternate
like,
universe.
You might see like some hands melting on some upside
right.
down stairs and like.
Like the clock melting. That's,
yeah,
that's so surrealism, right?
The trippy type of stuff, you know
right.
what I'm saying? You
gotta be on drugs. Maybe you shouldn't be on drugs off this shit. But
can I get that question a lot? People ask me, do I like take drugs when I make my artwork? Or like, do I be tripping or like acid or mushroom? I'm like, bro, how the fuck can I be able to draw this shit on mushrooms, my nigga?
Your arms will be like this.
Nigga, I'll be just staring
at the canvas. The wall is gonna be the canvas.
I'll just be staring at the canvas the whole time. It's crazy, like, feeling dumb as shit.
Honestly, I feel like this would be the perfect place to be on drugs in. For sure.
I think so.
Look at all the trees. I mean, you know what? It could be the worst or the best.
Yeah, I feel like you have a bad trip in here.
You think?
You might have a good one.
You might have a good one if you got a seat. If you're just chilling in one area, you might have a good trip. But if you start walking, that's when your knees crack back.
I ain't gonna lie. I took one of those fucking, them chocolate bars before, a little trippy chocolate bars, and I was downtown. That was the worst idea in my life.
Why would you take it? Why would you trip and then go downtown?
I was geek. I don't know. I took it while I was downtown. They gave it to me in the crowd.
Somebody just said, take this, and that's why I know you'll do shit for money. That's why I know.
Hey,
he said, yo, they told me take this. I said, fuck it, okay.
I lead a person down. Like, was it a stranger?
Well,
I'm not gonna lie. I was in Celine, stuck on the rooftop for like 2 hours. I did not want to go downstairs.
Yeah, no. Hell no. A walk downstairs tripping is like, it looks like you're walking down, what's that big ass mountain? Alpine?
This nigga said, what's that big ass mountain?
The big ass
it's
mountain.
It's hella mountains, my nigga. Like, what are you talking about?
You know the big ass mountain that people talk about.
Said,
Mount Everest. Mount
Hold
fucking
second,
Everest
bro.
Is what I'm thinking.
No, not one of my.
That, art.
No, that's not an artist. That's genuine artist.
I was like, don't let me stop your bag.
No.
Because I know it. You want that money? I'm gonna ask you.
Nah, I'm keeping it. Like, my shit lined up right here.
No,
bro.
I'm going to show them a piece of art.
Yeah, feel
free. Yes. This would be my personal favorite. Hold on.
That was my favorite.
Right? It is a. What's the idea of this?
Butterfly.
He said, shit, fuck it, it's a butterfly. You see the shit, fuck. And you know what? That reminds me of, you ever see, you know, like therapists be like, what's the shape?
No.
It's a motherfucking butterfly. You see the shit. What else? It's a butterfly.
Hey, you know
what else we got? We got a cat.
Okay, this is a cat 3 different ways, though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show y'all one way. You gotta buy the rest.
Hey.
Right. Come and check us out. You know, Elixir, where it gets popping. And they make drinks that spill on you, because I didn't do this shit. It make no fucking sense. Are you ready with your question?
Nah, bro, I forgot,
can't even
bro.
Think about it.
I didn't even think about it.
Bro. He's still offended about the money thing, but sorry if I offend you. We know he do something strange for a piece of change.
Nah,
it's not. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like it did. What are we working on in the back here? Explain to us.
I have no clue what I'm working on. I'm over here just freestyling.
Can I create a, I'm going to paint a picture for, I'm going to paint a theoretical picture for you. Of what I think it may be.
You want to add something? You
want to
add something to the piece? You want to add something?
Well, can I?
Yeah, you can. All right.
Actually, yeah, let me do that. Hold on, y'all. And if this shit get popping, I need my cut.
I need my cut. Hey,
it's a brush pen. So you
okay. Care. So be gentle.
Okay. He said be gentle. I got you. I'm a spell. Alright, it doesn't matter where I start.
It don't matter. You sure?
I'm sure.
He gonna cuss me out after this shit. You know what? I'm gonna draw damn. I'm gonna play it safe. Hold on.
Nah, she good. She went to paint night. She know how to paint.
That's the back of the turkey, my nigga. What is that?
It's a hand. That is a hand. Look, watch. I'm gonna draw the hair on the knuckles. That's what my hand look like. Look. Think. This one nails. That shit's perfect. Look at it.
That's what a hand is.
I'll make it a flower. Hold on. You think? Should I put a hat on it? Now it's a flower. That's an abstract flower. You heard?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
I'll tell you what I think that your drawing is, okay? So, you put a little frame on me. You feel me? Make the turkey leg look great. But I feel like we're at a carnival. And we're in the clown's mansion. But you know the clown runs everything at a carnival. We're in the clown's mansion. Right now.
In a clown's mansion.
In a good way. The richest person in the circus is the clown. Is it not? It gotta be. The clown is the most classic part. Is he not?
Sure.
In the circus. Who's the head honcho in the circus?
I feel like the nigga that run the show. You feel me? The nigga that hired the clown. You know what I'm saying?
Who hired the clown?
I don't know. I feel like he got a name.
I think that the clown is always partners with the person.
Nah, like the host. The nigga that come out and introduce everybody.
Okay, well, this is my world. You live in it. The clown is the motherfucking king of the circus, okay? So the clown is running the circus. Yeah. He's the rich one. We're in his mansion. Those are the portraits, the three pictures on top of the portraits. Then we got, it looks like that's his face. This is his wall of masks. One side has his outfits and the mask, and the other side has nothing but masks. Then it's a mirror of what he really looks like, right there. There he goes, with the fedora on. That's him, all day. He looks skinny, but they grow. And then it's a goddamn motherfucking statue. And then his favorite holiday pictured in the corner, Thanksgiving. That is what that is.
That's
right?
100% correct.
100%.
Perfect.
Not the one and not the two. The only. That is who I am. A predictor of all. We're looking at the game. I guess Miami is down right now in fourth with 12 seconds to go. Are the Knicks gonna take this one? I hope so. I hope fucking so. Fuck Miami and fuck the Heat. Just kidding. I actually hope they win this series, but we'll let that ride.
Are you ready for your question?
You nervous?
Don't be nervous.
I want to ask you questions.
Wait, do you want to ask me a question?
Nah, you can ask me a question.
You don't want to ask me a question?
Nah, I don't got no problem.
God. All right, most typical question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years and why?
I see myself in 5 years?
Yep.
Probably down in Miami in a penthouse.
Miami's your goal? Is your goal?
Well, I say New York is my goal, but I gotta wait to see how New York plays out.
Shit, Miami is the same price as New York right now.
I know,
so
I like both
Miami,
of them though. It's either that or like have some land in Maryland somewhere.
I think you should go the land route for sure.
Land route?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I got land in North Carolina under my family name, but.
You know, I feel like a penthouse, honestly, in my opinion, is almost a waste of money.
I don't want to live in a house. I feel like buying a house and staying there for like...
What's the pros and cons to you about living in a penthouse versus buying a mansion or buying a house?
I'm the type of person I just want to like rent, and if I want to get up and go to another state, I can do that. That's how I want to live. I don't want to have a house where I got paying mortgage on for the next 20 years.
I mean, you rent out your, you can rent out a home that you own too.
You can rent out a home that you own.
You can rent out a home that you own. That's literally how people make money when they want to travel.
They want to travel and shit like that.
Like,
I don't even want that responsibility. I don't even, like, I'm good on that.
Are you single right now?
Yeah, I'm single right now.
Oh, wow.
I sound single.
Ladies, he's single right now. So if you want an artist, holler at him, okay? We not only podcasters, we matchmakers in this bitch. You feel me? Support your local artists. You might want to give him a little treat on the side. But yeah, he's single right now. I might get you a honey. Then you get somebody to live with you in the penthouse. Hey, they hear the word penthouse, they gonna flock. I might make that the opener for you.
Okay? Shit. Goals.
But I personally think a house is smarter than a penthouse because you can rent out your home and move where you want to go. The only bad part is you got to pick all your shit up every single time you leave.
I'm with it.
You're with that, right?
I'm with it.
Okay, then you should get a house and make money while you're gone. Your house can pay for the rent wherever you at. Or you can Airbnb that shit out, honestly.
You're right.
Airbnb is some smart shit, but you better get insurance because little mother, like, I can tell you a wild Airbnb story. You want to hear it?
Yeah,
I'm here. All right. So, I had, y'all ready for this? Come on now. But I, basically, okay, so I had somebody that I went to, I got flown out or whatever, and I don't know whole shit on some I finessed this shit. You feel me? Like, motherfuckers thought they was getting something. They didn't get shit but a handshake. But yeah. So we slid out to Airbnb. I pull up. It's mad people at the Airbnb. Okay, cool. Keep in mind, I got the Airbnb under my name. But it's a scammer. I'll give you that. I'll paint that picture for you too. It's a scammer. So I'm like, okay, I got to put the Airbnb under my name. Cool. I'm not tripping. I've known him for a while. So I bet. I didn't expect all these fucking people to be in the Airbnb. So I get to Airbnb, cool. Next day come, shit's fine. Like, we're like, all right, whatever. Basically, we go to Venice Beach, we all have fun, cool, whatever. We get back, the dude tries to fuck. Whoa, I'm so shocked. So, whoa, oh my God. But obviously, I was like, no, I'm not on that. And then ladies, if you need an excuse, always say you're on your period, because that'll do it every time. Well, sometimes. Most of the time, okay? So I said
it
I was on my period.
It should be every time. Y'all niggas out here is cruddy.
I mean, you know, I'm not opposed to dipping a pickle in Kool-Aid. But just,
that's
it
only,
depends.
That's only if you my girl, though. I'm not doing that.
But that's what I'm saying. It depends. If you somebody girl, that's different. Like, if y'all are dating, y'all can do
girl.
Get nasty.
Nah.
But,
nasty.
You know, hey, it happens. Anyway, I wasn't going there with him, so I was like, you know, I'm on my period, whatever. So okay, cool. I go to sleep. I wake up in the morning. Both of the couches were broken on the bottom. The whole cushion was ripped. It was pill bottles, weed everywhere. Like, this shit was crazy, and I had to catch a flight. So what I did was cuss him the fuck out and tell him to clean it up. Do you think he cleaned it up? No. I got home to pictures and emails from the fucking Airbnb lady trying to charge me $1,500 for a cleaning fee. But do you know what I did? Fuck you, Airbnb. I canceled my card and my account. And that's how you win that one. That's how you win that one.
Hey,
yeah, so that happened, yeah. You have any crazy Airbnb
this
stories?
Shit went to collection somewhere.
Hey, got to. Shit, they got me fucked up. It wasn't my fault. I did feel bad, though. She'll be all right. Airbnb got her.
P.O.P.
hold it
right
down,
there.
Okay?
Oh, my God.
Look, they don't know me.
Nah, I don't got no crazy Airbnb stories. I don't really Airbnb like that.
Really? Damn. Well, be careful when you rent your house out. You might not do Airbnb now. It's not always like that. It's not always like that. You know, you just gotta be careful.
Well, what's the camera, buddy?
Be careful. Don't hurt the stuff. I have to beat you up.
Hey, bro,
you know who you look like?
I look like Lamar from BMF, son.
Low-key, you do look like Lamar with that do-rag on. No, you look like, yes. But what's his name? Is it Country Kurt? What is it? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Is it Country Kurt?
I don't think so. Don't
it's not an insult.
Like
I'll show you what he looks
hey,
like.
Bro.
It's like Country Kurt.
Yeah, feel free to look at your brain, bro.
He like, God, I swear, you are unique. You're the only person I know in here with a do-rag. You're number one. Nobody can do it like you, I swear.
cheer. We got shots on the way, so we are gonna wrap up the podcast very shortly. Yo, do you know who the dude? It's Country Wayne. Country Wayne is his name. You do look like Country. Come here, please. Look in the camera.
Like Country Wayne.
Country Wayne.
No, you don't, bro.
Yeah, please. Show them. You do look like, real quick, jump right in front. You do look like Country Wayne. Come on now. We're going to put a key. Can we see him clearly in the camera? Come a little closer so they can see you. I got Country Wayne in the building.
That's
with me.
Cap. Real so cap. Oh my God.
Sorry about that, you. Only here, baby. You know what I'm talking about, right? Somebody told you that you look like that before in life. Shit, all of us agree. He said, we ain't lying. We don't, hey, I might tell you a joke, but I never tell you a lie. We gonna close it out. Please tell the people how to get in touch with you, how to catch your heart and all that good shit.
You can follow me on IG at TWAS__. And also check out my website, Twas Shop. TWAS.shop.
Damn, Country Wayne. Let me get my outro out real quick. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Sci-Fi Fed You, the best motherfucking podcast in the motherfucking world. You know how to catch me, YouTube, Snapchat, or not Snapchat, TikTok. Some of that shit, don't snap me. But TikTok, yes. And Instagram and all that good shit. Facebook too, bitch. Sorry if I offend you. Catch me everywhere. All that streaming shit. You know what to do. And buy some shit from me. Come on now. www.sorryifioffendyou.shop. Okay? Twas, you got it? Twas will do some weird shit for some money, okay? So if you're looking for it, he got you. All right? Check us out.